The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Restore my soul. Have you ever had times that you're just plain exhausted by this life? You're not just tired, you are overwhelmed by the stuff of this life. Sometimes it hurts down to your very soul. The truth is that all of us have gone through this experience, and fact is that you will likely have it happen to you again. It is part of life on this earth, and will be until we are in heaven. Praise God for His grace. This world is not our home. Well, God is our comfort. 2 Corinthians. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is our merciful Father and the source of all comfort. He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. When they are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort God has given us. For the more we suffer for Christ, the more God will shower us with His comfort through Christ. Even when we are weighed down with troubles, it is for your comfort and salvation. Paul says, "For when we ourselves are comforted, we will certainly comfort you. Then you can patiently endure the same sufferings we suffer. We're confident that as you share in our sufferings, you will also share in the comfort God gives us." Jesus told the disciples that He would provide comfort. John 14, "And I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him, but you know Him, for He dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you." The effect of this Spirit is like a prescription for restoring our soul. Galatians 5, "But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Since we're living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives." My prayer for us is that God will build us back up, as the prophet Joel described to the people of Israel, found in Joel chapter 2. "Be glad, O children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for He has given the early rain for your vindication. He's poured down for you abundant rain, the early and the latter rain, as before. The threshing floor shall be full of grain. The vats shall overflow with wine and oil. I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you." Many years ago, I personally went through a time when I was tired every day. Didn't sleep good at night. Well, there were times, as my mother used to say, that my get-up-and-go got up and went. These were very sad days. I had no desire to do anything. It was horrible, and I had no clue what was going on in my heart, mind, body, and soul, let alone any idea how to change or to get better. Thank God for mature Christian friends that encouraged me in this time, and as I invested more and more time in God's Word, in prayer, and focused on getting more rest, sleep, and even some comfort food, I slowly but surely came out of that dark valley. As I climbed out of that valley, I recognized that I'd gone through burnout. It had totally caught me by surprise and unprepared. Well, about a year later, I began to see the same signs coming, and thank God I was able to avoid it that time. Folks, as you recognize the signs that your very soul is weak and tired, get into God's Word and on your knees in prayer to Him. God's perfect plan allowed His Son, Jesus, to be tempted in all points as we are. Find that in Hebrews 4. So then, since we have a great high priest who has entered heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to what we believe. This high priest of ours understands our weaknesses, for he faced all of the same testings we do, yet he did not sin. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive His mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it the most. Isaiah 58:11, "And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not." And finally, King David sums up how that the Lord will always help us through the dark valleys of life. The 23rd Psalm, a Psalm of David. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Friend, if you haven't memorized the 23rd Psalm, you need to. You will find it to be one of the best ways to keep the right perspective, and God will use this, His Word, to restore your soul.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.